O'clock. Also, this week we are covering the National FFA Convention as well, going on in Indianapolis. Our reports are brought to you by Minnesota Farm Bureau, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street Albany, Minnesota Corn Growers, Minnesota Farmers Union, Mike Breath Construction, Midsota Manufacturing and Avon, also Nelson Insurance Agency this morning. We check in with the Albany FFA. They're making their way right now through Wisconsin. Sammy Schneider joining us. Sammy, a graduate of Albany High School and FFA alum as well, making the trip. Sammy, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Good. Not too bad here. You're making your way through Wisconsin. You said you're running into a little snow, huh?
Yeah, a lot of snow on the ground out here.
Yeah, a little bit of snow out there in Wisconsin. And Sammy, making your way to National Convention, you're receiving quite an honor this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we're getting our American degrees this year.
American degrees, and was that always a goal of yours when it comes to the FFA?
I didn't really know about it at first, but once I found out about it, it was definitely a goal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the criteria you had to follow?
There was a certain amount of hours and a certain amount of money you had to put in or get paid to get after for the requirements. I think it was around $2,500 for hours and then however much for money, and you had to do different... It's five different volunteering tasks with a certain amount of hours attached.
Mm-hmm. So what did you get involved in to involve that dollar amount, I guess?
I did a lot of help on a few different farmers that I knew, just people that my dad worked with or someone. I would start going and helping them. When they leave, I'd take over the farm for them for a little bit, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Sammy, are you surprised when you look back at when you first started FFA into where you are today? Is it kind of surprising what you've all done and accomplished at all? Do you look back at all and think about that?
It's extremely surprising. When I first got into it, I was so quiet. I sat in the back and I didn't really do much. But by the time I got out, I was sure involved.
What were the officer positions you served as you can remember? You're also served on a region level too, right?
So I served as chapter historian and chapter president, and then I served as region reporter and region vice president.
So are any of the current members, are they asking you for advice or, you know, what are we going to expect at a national convention at all? You got some first-timers along with you guys?
Yep, we've got, I think, five first-timers with us.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, you remember your first time you went to national convention, and what was that like?
It was definitely interesting meeting all the people. I remember like it was last week.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems weird. All time really does fly on by. And nowadays, what are you up to now after high school here? It's been, 2 years. What are you up to nowadays?
I'm working at a little office place in St. Cloud. Just being back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sammy Schneider joining us this morning on their way to National FFA Convention. Well, Sammy, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Safe trip over there. Congratulations on receiving your award this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yep, thank you.
All right, thank you. Sammy Schneider joining us, along with the Albany FFA crew, heading out to the National FFA Convention.